It's getting so it's hard to figure out what to review here these days. I can't recall a season in which there's been so much good rock music. There's solid new work by old pros like Bob Dylan, Neil Young, Jeff Beck, Ricky Lee Jones, and even Linda Ronstadt, and pleasant surprises by cult acts like Kate Bush, NRBQ, and Squeeze, and impressive debuts by Lenny Kravitz, Jane Young, and the rapper Young MC. The richness of this past month has been amazing and exhilarating. Thank goodness Billy Joel has come out with a perfectly dreadful new album, or I'd think I was hallucinating. Avoid his hokey, insufferable Storm Warning at all costs. Two new albums that I like a lot are by Linda Ronstadt and Kate Bush. In the case of Ronstadt, her new record, the awkwardly titled Cry Like a Rainstorm, Howl Like the Wind, arrives after a half decade spent experimenting with big band jazz, country, and Mexican folk music. This new one returns her to the pop rock that made her famous, but with some noticeable changes in her attack.
I am calling like the echo of a passing train that cries one last time before it fades into the distant hills and dies. I am sending out a message like a ship out on the sea in distress.
That's Linda Ronstadt belting out a Jimmy Webb song, Still Within the Sound of My Voice. You may have noticed the lushness of Ronstadt's instrumental backing there. On most of the songs on this album, she's supported by a full orchestra. Ronstadt and producer Peter Asher recorded this album on the soundstage of Skywalker Ranch, which is owned and operated by her current beau, George Lucas. This album is a very odd mixture, lush arrangements on the one hand, but also a series of passionate duets with the great Aaron Neville of the Neville Brothers.
Look at this man, so blessed with inspiration. Look at this soul, still searching for salvation. I don't know much, but I know I love you. And that may be all I need to know.
There's a lot about this Ronstadt album that's terribly overwrought. She's become the most self-conscious, most ponderously technical singer in pop music, but there are also immensely enjoyable moments like that one, which are scattered throughout the album. I'd like to contrast the chilly, undeniable proficiency of Linda Ronstadt with the lulling loopiness of Kate Bush. Her eccentricity has deepened and matured on her new release called The Sensual World. Kate Bush began the decade an overnight sensation in her native England with songs with titles like Wuthering Heights. They were big, overblown, romantic thingamajigs that triumphed over Bush's pretensions and her willfully naive sentimentality. The great thing about her is that 10 years later, she's as wacky as ever. It's always been easy to take pot shots at Kate Bush, who pushes her music well past the boundaries of rock and roll and over the edge as a matter of course. One of the few critics who appreciated her early on wasn't a rock critic at all, but the London-based literary critic Clive James. During his stint as a TV critic for The Observer, James described a television performance by Bush as follows. For her opening number, she appeared in a luminous leotard with Superman trunks, a hairstyle like an exploding armchair, and bare feet. Thus got up, she groped around in the gloom, perhaps looking for her band, who were making a hell of a racket somewhere in the background. At this point, I went away for a little lie down. When I came back, she was dressed as a white hunter and pointing a rifle at the cameraman. Can there be any doubt that any performer who inspires such a description is well worth hearing?